The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to a roadshow edition of What's on Your Mind. We're at Kenmare, North Dakota today. My inaugural trip to this beautiful part of North Dakota. My gosh, honker country is our location today. And at risk of offending folks in other parts of North Dakota, and because I'm here today and trying to be a bit of a homer for my hosts, this is the most beautiful place in North Dakota. It is absolutely, it's certainly, you know, let's just take a little tour of where I've been here recently. Oaks, North Dakota, not long ago. Very beautiful down there. All right. That was, I guess, a week ago today, as a matter of fact, right? Down in Oaks, North Dakota. Pretty beautiful. I spent a lot of time out in the Badlands, you know, Watford City area, the park, you know, very, very beautiful there. No question about it. This part of, North Dakota, the rolling hills, the river, oh my gosh, coming up here with the sun on the way up early this morning. I don't know. That's what's on my mind. This might be the most beautiful place of North Dakota, honker country. You can agree or disagree, and we can start there sparring a little bit. And, my not last week with the peach cream cheese pie, courtesy of one of our listeners, and today a free barbecue, a cook fest, all designed to make Todd Mitchell, who's chained to the studio, a little jealous again today. Sorry, Todd. Still time to get here if you want to bring the K-Fire Cafe microphones to the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest this afternoon in Kenmare, North Dakota, for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. That's why we're up here today. So come on up. Take it in. You can do it. Free barbecue. Those are two words that go together very nicely, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Free and barbecue. Yeah. How this works at these Bach and Rocks Cook Fest, there's two of them. Generally east and west edge of the Bakken. This year it's Kenmare today, Dunn Center tomorrow. And 2:30 in the afternoon they do a Bakken Basics Education Session. So Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting, Justin Kringstead from North Dakota Pipeline Authority, and Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources answer questions basically from the audience and just kind of go through the basics of where we're at today, a little snapshot of the Bakken. So for local folks that want to find out more, they could be mineral rights owners, property rights owners, anybody just interested and have questions, you got four foremost experts on the industry right there in the room. That'll take place at the Kenmare City Hall this afternoon, 2:30. Then from 4 until 7, it's the free barbecue, live entertainment from Larry Nelson here. It's the Kenmare Danish Mill Square is where that event will take place. Now, if you come to Kenmare, go to the high school, take the shuttle either to the City Hall for the education session at 2:30 or to the Danish Mill Square at 4 o'clock, for any time between 4 and 7, actually, for the cook-off. And a lot of these teams, there's about 10 of them that pair up, about 20 different companies, and 10 different cook-off teams, which means 10 different barbecue treats for you to choose from. And then you vote on your favorite. Governor Dalrymple and Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger will be presenting the Cook Fest Awards for the People's Choice and the Judge's Choice about 7 o'clock tonight. So a lot going on. I brought along with me for our fine listeners a fistful of tickets for the North Dakota State Fair concerts this weekend. Lady Annabellum, on Friday. John Mellencamp Saturday. And of the Charlie Daniels Band Sunday. And these are like, $65, $85 tickets for the event. All you need to do is come find me. I'll be wearing a little name tag that says K-Fire and Scott Hennon on it today at the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest, either at the education session at 2:30 or over at the barbecue. Just come up and say, hey, hi, I'm listening to What's on Your Mind. I wouldn't mind some of those tickets, and I'll hand you a pair of tickets. Simple as that. And love to meet you. Love to have you introduce yourself, so it should be good fun today on the program. Looking forward to being here. We are at MW Industries. We're going to meet Tom Mao, one of the owners of MW Industries, a little later on, and tell you about this company. It's another example of opportunity realized from what's happening in the Bakken boom, a job generator here in Kenmare, North Dakota. They do a lot of work for rigs. We'll have Tom tell you a little bit more about what MW Industries does, but the company that didn't exist 10 years ago. And that is repeated over and over and over again. Pretty amazing when you think what's going on. So we'll meet him. It's Tuesday. That means the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our fine sponsor on Tuesday, is among our topics today. And we're going to talk to Jeff Missling from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We talk a lot about you know, specific ag issues. Today I just want to talk a little bit about the Farm Bureau and what they do and some of the benefits of the membership, how they work on behalf of their members, the issues they take on, how they decide what they do, and what issues they engage in on your behalf, and also just the simple benefits of membership. So that's what we have planned for the program today. And in the meantime, welcome your calls, questions, and comments on the program. So the crisis at the border continues to be a crisis. I think by any fair estimation, I think you call that a crisis. We have another tragic story about dead children washing up on the banks of the Rio Grande. That just makes you heartsick. You hear about border control agents saying diseases are coming in we haven't seen in decades. Outbreak of pneumonia, swine flu. Saw a story about leaked data showing a tenfold increase in the asylum approvals by this administration. And speaking of asylum, the UN now is looking at intervening in this crisis. If they come in and they say, hey, these swarm of illegals, 90,000 now illegal children, the latest number I've heard, if they ultimately are granted asylum, you know, refugee status, the U.S. would be forced to grant them asylum. So UN comes in, says they're refugees. U.S. under treaty agreements has to grant asylum. And the numbers are staggering, folks. In fact, another report showed 27,000 in one county, a non-border county, I might add. Now, that amid reports that illegal immigrants are being placed in, well, states not too far away. Illinois, Nebraska. Iowa's governor just came out and said, you know what, not here. Not here. Roscoe Striley, who is a state representative Republican from Minot, asked the Legislative Council to inquire as to any placements that have happened in North Dakota. Rob Porter, the San Antonio blog, reported on this. They contacted, evidently, the Attorney General, the Adjutant General, the Department of Human Services, and asked, this was the Legislative Council, if any of the illegal immigrants have been placed here. Representatives of all three agencies stated they were not aware of any illegal immigrants placed in North Dakota. What's amazing here, though, is in Illinois and in Nebraska, it happened without anybody asking. In other words, they didn't say, hey, Mr. Governor, can we do this? They just do it. Since we have Iowa's governor, Terry Branstad, saying he doesn't want to house illegal immigrant children in the state, would you want our governor to do the same thing? You know, so far they're not here that we know of, but maybe you think we as a state have an obligation to help and take care of them if the federal government wants it or demands it. Chicago probably says, hey, why should we take them and not North Dakota? What do you think? 800-228-0550 to answer that question. Scott did already on our Facebook page, saying the only obligation the state of North Dakota has to the citizens is to the citizens of this state. Break out the Constitution, and you'll see that nowhere within the document does it grant a power or responsibility to the state to assist illegal trespassers into this nation. In fact, if the state did take in any of these illegals, I would say the state would then be a willing co-conspirator in failing to secure the borders of this great nation, which is one of the few powers prescribed to Congress within the United States Constitution. President Obama nor the federal government are kings of this land. States' rights are guaranteed by the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and we are not obligated to do as they say, says Scott. All right. Want your take on that today on the program. Couple other stories that have caught my attention, especially for the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. I'd like to get your take on this. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is returning to regular duty, according to the U.S. Army. Been assigned to a base in Texas following completion of a reintegration process. Now, knowing what we know from those that served with Bergdahl, knowing what we know from his emails to his family, is this appropriate? The Army spokesman quoted in this story is saying Sergeant Bergdahl is a normal soldier now who isn't restricted in any way. Does this seem a little quick to anybody else? You know, one, we were saying, okay, well, why the rescue? Why people put at risk given this guy's comments? given what his fellow soldiers said about how he just disappeared and wandered off and put himself into harm's way. And now, after he came back, we were told, well, that'll be dealt with as part of the investigation. Evidently, all that's just been swept under the rug. So, what gives? Anybody, and I, again, welcome anybody's opinion, as we always do, on what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. But especially, we'd like to hear from the men and women of the United States Armed Forces. One other story that I want to dig into a little bit today on the local front is out of Williston. You know, housing is a big need all across the state, affordable housing especially, in the Bakken area. And we have another story of a housing development being turned down, this one for townhomes in Williston. Can we say we need housing and we need affordable housing and then turn down the developments? We're going to find out what's the reasoning behind that. And welcome your input on that, too. All on What's On Your Mind. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish too?
You bait the hooks. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
Oh, I caught a fish!
Whoa!
This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Shame. MW Industries, our home. MW Industries In Kenmare, North Dakota is our location. We're broadcasting today. We're going to meet the folks from MW Industries. Tom Ma will join us a little later on in the program. We're here in Kenmare today because of the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. And looking forward to meeting lots of folks today and some free barbecue. Won't that be fun? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address as well. For you to join us on the program today, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And Pat, you're first on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Pat. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. On question of the border security, I believe that that is paramount, that we get that under control. The man in charge who's going to use his pen and his phone to do things can't seem to get a couple of things done, like get a Marine released from Mexico. But he's willing to let all these other people in. I firmly believe that that is paramount to getting immigration control under control. I feel some apathy for these young people that are trekking their way up here, but it looks like we got the open golden gate the way we're acting. Thank you.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
You raised the issue of the Marine in Mexico, and it's getting a little more attention, I think partly because of the border crisis, but also Bo Bergdahl. I mean, look at the effort we undertook in Afghanistan,
right?
To get Sergeant Bergdahl out of there, who now, by the way, is just a normal soldier going about a normal day, which is a bit of a head scratcher for me.
Yeah.
But
we traded him for an awful lot of value.
We did. And meanwhile, we have a Marine in Mexico, a place where our president ought to be able to call their president and say, "Hey, come on. You know, fix this, fix it immediately."
A little different than what we're
dealing with in Afghanistan. Sticks in my craw. It's ridiculous.
A few years ago, we had a joint House and Senate committee meeting, and we allowed the Mexican president to come and lecture us about our poor human rights attitudes. And all of our congressmen stood there and listened to it and applauded him. And we can't call him and say, "Send our man home." Bad deal.
Bad deal. You're exactly right, Pat. Appreciate the call. All right, next, is that Amex? Alex? No. Alex in Minot. Okay, got an Alex in Minot. You're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, I'm Alex Chase. I did four combat tours, two to Iraq, two to Afghanistan. I just got out of the Marine Corps in February. Live in Minot now, work for the oil services out here. But I want to comment on the whole Bergdahl thing from a tactical standpoint. When you watch the video, there's a lot of stink to it due to the fact from a tactical standpoint. When we have anybody, even if it's on our side, that we have to go, get like prisoner exchange or anything like that, the way they treated them, when they landed at Hilo, they had no air support. The people inside the Hilo did not set up a 360 security around the clock.
Alex, you still there? Alex, try us back if you would, and we'll let you finish your conversation. Fascinated by what you have to say, and appreciate your service too, by the way. Call back, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
They better not let any of these people into Fargo. I mean, somebody has to stand up to this madman in Washington. I mean, he's running roughshod over the world and over the United States, and it's time that people stand up and say, "We're tired of it, and we're not. You're not. We don't worry about being called a racist. It's not because you're half black and half white. You're absolutely defying the law. You're an absolute criminal." Don't have to stand up to him. I mean, the law means nothing to this human being. Nothing.
Yeah, given the fact we know they've been placed in Illinois and Nebraska without notification of local officials, I assume that's what's prompted Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to say, "Not here, not now." Yeah. It sounds like you'd like to see our governor and officials say the same thing.
Mr. Dalrymple better send us say, "They're not coming here because they're coming out of here because I got no problem helping people in their own company. We'll help you in your own company. Stay out of here."
Appreciate the call, Jim. Let's go to John in Minot. You're next at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Still trying to reconnect with Alex, who served and had a comment on Bergdahl, but John wanted to comment on that case, too. Go ahead, John, you're up.
Yeah, you used to be shot for leaving your post in time of war. Did he not leave his post? Was this not time of war?
Well, his you know...
not
his
declared by Congress war, but still.
Well, when he did, though, when he disappeared, it was a war.
Why is Secretary of... who's our Secretary of State? I forgot.
John Kerry.
John Kerry. Why is he over there fooling around instead of over here trying to get this BS straightened out here on our southern border?
Why did Obama call
Israel and tell them he would help try get a peace get peace going over there instead of working on our southern border?
Well, I would say this: they need to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. But I would like a little more attention, as I think others would as well on the other issues. John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Goodbye.
Let's get to James and Bismarck in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, James.
Hey, good morning. I just had a quick question. Rick Perry was asking Obama to bring the National Guard down there, but it's my understanding that the governor is the one that controls the National Guard in that state. So why can't he just deploy them?
I think it has to do with the Guard being used for a federal purpose has to be... remember that whole debate in Katrina? You know, there has to be some local control there. So I don't think you can... I don't think a governor can put them on a federal mission. I think that's what's going on there. But nonetheless, just help them where they need help. No question about it. Appreciate the call. Alex is back. Alex, go ahead and finish your thought. I got about a minute for you here to go ahead and we lost you on a cell phone connection, and you were starting to tell us your thoughts on this Bergdahl case. Go ahead.
No, I don't know where I left off, but yeah, from the tactical standpoint, the way that they went and got Bergdahl, if you're watching the video, is really fishy, because when you get a detainee or friend or foe, you treat them like an enemy, i.e. you search them for IEDs, you have to ask them, where before we deploy overseas, we are asked specific questions that we would only know, so if a situation like a POW, something like that occurs, they ask you these questions to confirm your identity. In the video, when you watch, they land a helicopter, no security is set up, they walk up to him like they know exactly who he is, they shake hands with the bad guys like they know who they are, and it just made no sense to me from a tactical standpoint. Nobody in their right mind would do that, and also there was not even a support helicopter providing security flying around.
Well, just the fact they were filming it, right? I mean, says what else could they have been doing without our knowledge? So I've heard others analyze that particular situation, say it was bad news, too. And now, given everything he said and his fellow soldiers said about him, he's just back to normal. Seems odd. Appreciate the call, Alex. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at PetroServe USA are the ones that help America fuel better, give you lots of choice at the pump. They connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, and you're the winner. The consumer always wins. Stop by, fill up, and save big at PetroServe USA locations. Here's my favorite special. 4 for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 for $4 all day, every day. You can go breakfast pizza in the morning and lots of great choices in the afternoon as well. On the single topping, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 4 for $4. It's a great deal. Plus, all of July, get Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $11. Grab and go on your way home. Giant Seeds, Big Bag, $1.39. Gardetto's only $1.29. The Mars King Size Bar, 69 cents. Try and buy a candy bar for that anymore. You can at PetroServe USA. And the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese or the traditional Italian, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, look for the red, white, and blue, helping America feel better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Top of the hour, live in Kenmare, North Dakota today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. North Dakota Petroleum Council puts these on every year. They're great fun. And, gosh, I'm trying to remember the first one I attended. It might have been 6 years ago in Tioga, or was that 5 years ago? I've lost track now of where they're all. I've been, you know, I remember Ray, North Dakota, and Tioga is a great one. And they really are. They're a lot of fun. So look forward to seeing lots of folks today. Kenmare today, Dunn Center on Thursday. All the details at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Remember, I brought a fistful of tickets with Lady Antebellum, John Mellencamp, and Charlie Daniels Band admission for the State Fair shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And all you need to do is come up and say, "Hey, Scott, I'm listening to What's on Your Mind. Lay a pair of those freebie tickets on me," and they'll be yours today on the program. All right, we're going to meet the folks from NW Industries in Kenmare next hour on the program. We're also going to return to some of these stories in the news, and I want to get into the Williston housing story a little bit more in detail and take more of your comments on the border situation and where they're going to go. Illinois, Nebraska today, North Dakota tomorrow. What say you? Plus more on the former prisoner of war, Bo Bergdahl, returning to U.S. Army active duty in Texas, and your take on that a little later on in the program. So stay tuned for all that. Tuesdays were brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We spent a little time finding out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, and today we invited Jeff Missling, the executive vice president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, here to answer any questions you might have on the policy development process that they provide their members with. Really, it's an opportunity to magnify your voice and speak out on issues, and I welcome any comments or questions you have about it. And it's a pleasure to welcome Jeff Missling, executive vice president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, to What's on Your Mind. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Glad to have you on the program today. So let's talk a little bit about first of the policy development side. I also want to talk about membership benefits because there's something new this week, and I think it's just kind of a no-brainer, quite honestly, to join the North Dakota Farm Bureau given the return on your investment. But let's talk first of all about just how you give issues voice and engage in the process at the legislative level, county by county, federally, with all the things going on at the EPA. I imagine right now you feel like you're probably drinking from a fire hose and what issues to take on. Busy time, isn't it?
It's so true, Scott. All the things coming at us, not only from the federal level, but even back here in our own state, just a plethora of issues that we tackle every day. We had a state board meeting yesterday out in Dickinson, in fact, and we're going through just the laundry list here, the long list of different issues that we're currently involved in. It's never ending, but the beauty about Farm Bureau is that our policy stances start out coming from bona fide farmers and ranchers at the very local level, and then we have a system in place that you alluded to, our policy development process, whereby if a farmer or rancher has a concern, they draft a proposed policy. If it passes at their local county level, then it comes to the district and on up to through the state level. At our state annual meeting in November, then our delegates vote on those issues, and if they pass, they go into our policy book, and then our lobbying team works very hard on their behalf heading into the session.
If you had to page through all those that have come county from county, bring us through some of the top ones that are the concerns of the producers right now.
Boy, there are a bunch. One of the biggest, as I page down through the policy book here, issues that deal with animal agriculture, transportation issues are always big, tax and fiscal policy. Of course, right now, tax policy in the state, unbelievable the different discussions that are happening. Education issues, property rights, that is a pillar of Farm Bureau protecting the private property rights of our members and citizens. And finally, energy. You know, we do work right alongside the energy industry on any number of issues. And if you think about it, a lot of our farm and ranch members are landowners. They have either the surface rights or the mineral rights or both on those on that land, on those acres. And so we're kind of dealing with the same people.
By the way, that is a pretty good sized list. And if you have any questions or comments on any of those particular issues, Jeff's here to answer any questions you have today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So walk me through a typical process. So if someone's concerned about tax policy and just, you know, looking at the tab and saying this is out of hand, they literally start at the county level, and you're talking about true grassroots here in saying, this is a problem, I want it fixed, take it to my fellow Farm Bureau members in the county, have them vote on it, and just keep going up the chain. Walk us through how that works.
Sure. It is pretty rare, Scott. You know, you talk about this, the opportunity for somebody to join an organization like ours for $50 a year, you know, less than 14 cents a day. You can have a voice in the process if you're a bona fide farmer or rancher, a voting member of our organization. And how you get involved, join Farm Bureau. You can go on our website, ndfb.org, and right on our homepage, you can sign up to become a member. What that allows you to do then, if you're a voting member, is to attend a meeting. We'll have all of our county Farm Bureaus will be meeting here now. Generally speaking, in August is when they do their policy development work. And so they'll have a local meeting at a cafe or an office or somewhere in these small communities across the state, and they will talk about these very issues, whether it be tax and fiscal policy or beyond. And if they've got an issue of concern and something that's bothering them and they want to see it addressed, it starts right at that level by picking up a pen and a piece of paper and writing out, you know, here's what I'd like to see happen. And as it works its way up through the process, obviously more sets of eyes are on it, and policy gets refined a little bit. And by the time it makes it to our delegate floor in November, then we have a very good discussion among our delegate body on all these issues. It's really something to see, and it's pretty rare anymore to see an organization that's willing to open itself up to that and really allow people to have that voice, that strong voice at the local level.
You know, I can think of one example. You mentioned earlier, you know, the animal agriculture issues. There were, you know, outside groups that were agitating, trying to get different things rammed through. And, you know, North Dakota Farm Bureau, with that grassroots process, really allowed folks to speak out, stopped a lot of the bad things that were being proposed, and now I understand have other folks around the country saying, hey, how did that work? Because we want to repeat that. Is that right?
It is true, and we just talked about it yesterday, an AP story that is spreading all around the country right now. It cites North Dakota Farm Bureau's role in our right to farm constitutional amendment that took place during the 2012 election cycle. And we got calls from all across the country, in fact, across the world on that right to farm amendment. And now Missouri is in a similar battle right now, a right to farm amendment that they're going to be voting on in early August. And so they've been asking for our support and our assistance, because North Dakota was the first state in the nation to put a right-to-farm amendment into the Constitution. And so we're very proud of that. It is kind of blowing up across the country right now. And so right back here in North Dakota, again, we're setting the tone for the nation on important issues like, you know, the right to be able to go out and farm and ranch the way we always have for many decades straight.
And that's why I think, you know, the grassroots part of this is connecting to action, right? So it's one thing to say people are ticked, they're concerned about, you know, any of these particular issues, but then when you actually start as part of the process, say, all right, this is a concern, here's a fix for it, and get it up the chain so it goes, there's actually rubber hitting the road, right? So once you identify that there's a consensus and people agree, talk about the action plan and how ultimately, once it hits policy, what you do to implement the change.
And Scott, you are very correct in saying that North Dakota Farm Bureau is an organization of action. We don't just have these policies pass and then leave them in a book somewhere and throw them in a file drawer and say, well, that was a fun process. We actually have very dedicated staff members on board, a strong state board of directors, and probably the strongest volunteer base in the country. We have 300 or 400 county leaders from across the state who want to see these issues through. So they're very active in coming in. We'll have another legislative session that starts up in January of 2015, and we will go in and rub elbows with those elected officials, and we will testify on these issues in committee hearings. And so not only can our members get involved by offering up ideas, they actually really do see things through by getting involved. And some of our own members come in and testify on behalf of the organization on any number of these issues. And that's it's such a gratifying thing to see, Scott, because anymore, I think a lot of citizens out there across the country, across the state here in North Dakota feel like, man, my voice doesn't count. We saw the apathy in the primary numbers, you know, only 17% of our citizens voting in the primary election. Well, that's unacceptable. I think we need to get much more engaged with and much more involved with the process. Farm Bureau is one avenue and one vehicle for allowing you to do that. We really do embrace our member involvement, and we ask our members to come in and be a part of the process. And so it's not just bringing up an idea. It's seeing it through and making sure that we do something about these challenges.
Where is the threat the biggest right now in your view? I mean, I know there's a lot to pick from. You've got the feds and the EPA and everything they're trying to do with open waters and other issues. You have the state, which there was quite a high-profile battle on the special places buffer zone argument that the Farm Bureau was right in the middle of on a property rights basis that ultimately pushed back quite a bit on that. And then, of course, you have these extremist environmental groups as well that are pretty powerful. Of those three, which worries you the most?
Wow. Can I choose all the above? We really are seeing, you know, at the federal level, I would say what's coming out of the EPA is absolutely, and quite frankly, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, with this Endangered Species Act business, those things definitely have us working hard to try to defend our industry against. Even at the state level, though, Scott, it is amazing, and you alluded to some of these issues dealing with private property rights and the protection of those rights. Those are two of the biggest things right now. At the federal level, the EPA, state level, I would say protection of private property rights. We're having to defend things like we've never had to in the past. It's becoming kind of crazy, actually. I really, looking back on my career in agriculture, and I haven't been around a long time, but I've been around in the industry long enough now to recognize the frequency at which these issues are coming at us. It's just picking up and becoming, you know, that much more rapid in the issues that we're dealing with day in and day out. Defending things that I never would have guessed 10 years ago we'd have to try to work on. So,
Jeff Nisling is with us, Executive Vice President of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hold that thought. Jeff, we'll continue on the other side of the break and talk a little bit about membership benefits and what's new in that regard. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management in the search bar and click Enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean General.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Back in Kenmare, North Dakota today, coming to you from MW Industries in Kenmare. Continuing our conversation with Jeffrey Missling from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Any questions or comments for him? Welcome in our final segment here at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Let's first find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. Chris, a farmer from Wolford, is going to tell us how farmers like him are busy in the field scouting and spraying crops. And why that's important, so important for the plant's health, brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So, Chris, update us.
We've been looking at various ways to keep all the plants on our farm as healthy as possible. We'd like to give them the best chance of reaching their full potential. Right now, we've been checking our spring wheat to make sure that the plants are healthy and free of disease and insect pressure. These plants are starting to head out, and this is a crucial time to keep diseases like scab from infecting wheat kernels and make those kernels shrivel up. We are also looking for insects such as wheat midge and cereal grain aphids. Insects such as these can cause serious damage to the plants during the reproductive stage, causing the kernels to become shriveled and sometimes actually making the kernel abort and leaving the wheat head empty. These are just a few of the things that are on our minds during the summer months. As farmers, we want to keep the plants on our farm healthy. This is the best way to ensure that we continue to feed the growing world and make sure that no one goes unfed.
All right, just the basics right there, watching this time of year for you know, keeping an eye for all the bad stuff. Good update, Chris. Thank you. Chris from Wolford. You can find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, by the way, by going to ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. Continuing our conversation with Jeffrey Missling, Executive Vice President with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You talked, for a good chunk of our first segment there, a little bit about, you know, all the policy things and how you involve members in formulating policy and then how you, you know, get some action for them on that behalf. And that's obviously a member benefit, you know, $50 a year and tackle the issues, take them head on. But what I don't think gets as much attention that it really deserves is how a $50 membership can literally save you money in the pocketbook. And I see you've got a new item on cell phone service this week as an example. There's always new items. But if you go to the ndfb.org website, under membership, there's a listing of all kinds of things that are really incredible savings. Vehicles, another prime example. Jeff, I don't know if maybe the members know about this, but folks that are not members might not know about it. It's really one heck of a benefit that I imagine you want more people to know about. Am I right?
You are. That is true that with over 6 million members nationally, what that does for us, Scott, is it allows us to leverage that strength in membership and to find exclusive deals for our members and on items that, you're right, I think a lot of people, it's the best kept secret, and we're so focused on issues a lot of the time that we forget to talk about our benefits. And so on our website, you'll see that we just kicked off a brand new member benefit, as you mentioned, with Ready Mobile, cell phone plans. If you want to get out of being locked into a contract, this is one way of doing it, is allowing your contract to expire and then coming on board the Farm Bureau plan. Very significant savings on cellular service. And then along with that, July 1st, we kicked off a deal with Polaris Industries. And so those folks out there who buy Polaris ATVs or UTVs, you know, Rangers or Razors or Sportsman four-wheelers, this is an opportunity to really cash in, because for $50 a year, that 14 cents a day, less than 14 cents a day, we can get you a $300 per unit discount on UTVs, $200 off the purchase of new ATVs, and beyond. Our GM deal as well, you mentioned earlier, that has really taken off. I had a guy, a commercial businessman from Fargo, call me last summer, and he said, this $500 rebate, on the purchase of, a Chevy or GMC or Buick vehicle, he said, can I use that multiple times in a year? And I said, well, yes, you can. And he was going to buy five new trucks for his business, and so he saved $2,500 right there, and was just the guy was just tickled. So, so that's what it's all about, is trying to utilize the strength of our strong membership across the nation to find these exclusive deals for our members, and you can save a pile of money and actually make money off of this membership, and that's what we're here for.
Pretty easy. By the way, the Ready Mobile thing you're talking about, up to 50% savings on the wireless phone bill every month. You mentioned the no contract thing, which is obviously enticing as well, but simple. And then you get additional 5% off because you're a Farm Bureau member. So there's, in fact, if you want to browse, you go to ndfb.org/benefits, just under the membership link, and you'll see all kinds of examples where you can save Avflac, Avis on rent-a-cars, Choice Hotels. Jeff mentioned GMC, but there's Office Depot. Polaris is a new one. Sears, Sam's Club, Vanity, with clothes. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. So a lot of different examples of where you can save. And, again, just one time, you take advantage of just one of those, probably going to get your $50 back. So it is a really good deal. Makes a lot of sense. Love the story about the trucks at $500 a truck, you know. And the other thing that we want to emphasize on that truck deal, you know, there's always incentives and different things you're hearing about. This is on top of the deal, best deal you can get at the dealership with all the other incentives, right, Jeff?
It is. Now it's stackable, Scott. We didn't have that into the initial contract with General Motors, and we added it in with our most recent contract or agreement with them. So it is stackable now. So we had, I think it was 600 and some members last year who utilized like a GM loyalty rebate program. Well, now this is stackable with that. So it's an addition those other rebates.
You love to double dip when it comes to savings, for sure. North Dakota Farm Bureau, Jeff Missling, Executive Vice President. Thanks for joining us today. Great chat. Appreciate it. More coming up from Ken there, folks.
Don't
go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.